It's safer to take back control and spend the money we send to Brussels on our priorities than to keep giving away power and money. Vote Leave newsletter, 8th of January. Each Friday, we do a roundup of the key events of the week. Since we joined the EU, the UK has sent over £500 billion of our money to Brussels. That's over three times the annual NHS budget and a third of the national debt. Our campaign launched across the country this week, with business saying the EU makes it harder to create new jobs. Most businesses in the UK are unhappy with our relationship with the EU. A YouGov poll of businesses this week showed strong support for the view that 1. The EU and the single market are more of a hindrance than a help for business and creating jobs. And 2. They want the UK to take back control of trade negotiations. This week saw Business for Britain, the business arm of Vote Leave, launch in the North East, Yorkshire and East Midlands. On Tuesday, we launched Business for Britain North East at the EBAC factory, founded by John Elliott, who's a well-known figure in the region. He was the most prominent voice in the very successful No campaign in the 2004 referendum on the North East Regional Assembly, in which he worked closely with our campaign director, Dominic Cummings. John told BBC Look North that the EU costs too much, gives too much power to people we have no control over, and makes it harder for his award-winning business to create jobs. Local businessman and regional chairman Andy Saunders told BBC Tyneside that the UK has given way too much control of our economy to politicians in Brussels. He wanted to see powers returned to the UK so that decisions could be made to better suit the needs of businesses in the North East. Scientist and author Matt Ridley wrote in the Journal on why leaving the EU is the best for the North East. The North East has paid £12.5 billion to Brussels since the UK joined in 1973. If you live in the North East, you know how that money could be better spent on things like a dual carriageway for the A1. The launch was also covered in the Northern Echo and Chronicle. On Wednesday, we launched in Yorkshire. Carl Chambers, chairman of Business for Britain Yorkshire, expressed frustration at the amount of red tape which comes from Brussels and was confident that business in Yorkshire would thrive outside the EU. Carl appeared on BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Radio Humberside, explaining that the Yorkshire region sent over £1 billion to the EU. That's 24 times what is invested each year in building new flood defences. Our CEO and Business for Britain founder, Matthew Elliott, also spoke to BBC Radio Leeds to discuss the launch and the wider campaign. The event was covered in the Yorkshire Post, Business Desk and Manfield's Chad. On Thursday, we launched in the East Midlands. Speaking in Nottingham at the launch of Business for Britain East Midlands, Regional Chairman Nigel Baxter said the EU is no longer fit for purpose, and that being handcuffed to more rules and regulations from Brussels will stifle growth and make it harder to create jobs. Nigel's business trades across Europe, and he told ITV Central News and BBC East Midlands that the idea that trade is under threat if we left the EU is just scaremongering. He told BBC Radio Leicester and BBC Radio Nottingham that East Midlands businesses would flourish if we vote leave. At all three events, local businessmen stressed it's safer for business and jobs to vote leave in the referendum. Grassroots action last weekend. We had events across the North East, Yorkshire and the East Midlands, in Alnwick, Blyth, Newcastle-upon-Tyne, Durham, Redcar, York, Beverley, Shipley, Leeds, Doncaster, Sheffield, Chesterfield, Derby, Lincoln and Northampton. If you attended any of these and took photos, do share them on social media with the tag @vote_leave. You can see what events we've planned in your local area by going to the new events page. Volunteers are teaming up to hold street stalls every weekend this month. If there's one taking place near you, you can click on the website to let us know that you're coming along. If you want some tips or resources to organise one of your own, then email supporters@voteleave.uk and we'll be happy to help. Telephone canvassing. Telephoning voters across the UK to find out where they plan to vote leave is a very important task, one that will help decide the outcome of the referendum. You could make a big difference if you can give some of your time to help out. Let us know by filling on the short form on the website. If you're keen to help out but can't make it to our national campaign headquarters in London, don't worry. We'll be letting you know soon about ways you can make calls from the comfort of your own home. Get your volunteer starter pack. We're now sending out starter packs to thank those of you who've already signed up and let us know how you'd like to be involved. The packs include a poster, some stickers, and window sticker for your home or car, giving you some resources so you can start campaigning straight away. If you would like one, please let us know how you would like to volunteer at www.voteleavetakecontrol.org/organise. Everyone who fills that in will be sent one. Ministers allowed to back Vote Leave. David Cameron has announced that ministers will be free to campaign for the UK to leave the EU after his renegotiation has finished. We hope that senior politicians will speak honestly about how much of their jobs are now really controlled by Brussels, not by the votes of the British public. This followed six new Conservative MPs telling the Times on Monday that they will back Brexit. They argue that Brussels is unwilling to listen to the Prime Minister's demands and doesn't accept the need for the sort of fundamental reform that Britain needs. More and more MPs realise that the safer choice is to vote leave. Remember, as the chairman of the In campaign admitted, nothing is going to happen if we come out. There will be absolutely no change. It's not going to be a step change, and no one's going to turn out the lights. Signed, Matthew Elliott, Vote to Leave.